Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this November 29th, 2025. This is our review of our chapter 29 entitled The Ascension. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the hymn 647 entitled, To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all might go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. O come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. O come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. O come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Indeed. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to ask any of the precious little one that would like to open the review section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. We protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, and the 7 days the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people that's in the Sabbath and the people that's joining the Sabbath. Please protect all the new things that we're learning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's have a listening ear, dear ones, for our dear little ones, parents, and guests will hear the review for our new chapter, chapter 29, entitled The Ascension, in the story book, The Story of Jesus. And our dear brother will be able to share.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the following books, Matthew and Acts. Matthew 28:20. Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. That's Acts 1:9. And 10 says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. 11, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. He went in a cloud, he comes back in a cloud. Next slide, please. The Savior's work on earth was finished. The time had now come for him to return to his heavenly home. He had overcome and was again to take his place by the side of his Father upon his throne of light and glory. Jesus chose the Mount of Olives as the place of his ascension, accompanied by the 11. He made his way to the mountain. But the disciples did not know that this was their last interview with their master. As they walked, the Savior gave them his parting instructions. Just before leaving them, he made that precious promise so dear to every one of his followers. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. They crossed the summit to the vicinity of Bethany. Here they paused. The disciples gathered about their Lord. Beams of light seemed to radiate from his countenance as he looked with love upon them. Words of the deepest tenderness were the last which fell upon the ears, their ears from the lips of their Savior. Next slide. With hands outstretched in blessing, he slowly ascended from among them. As he passed upward, the awe-stricken disciples looked with straining eyes for the last glimpse of their ascending Lord. A cloud of glory received him out of their sight. At the same time, there floated down to them the sweetest and most joyous music from the angel choir. While the disciples were still gazing upward, voices addressed them, which sounded like richest music. An angel's voice must be something else. They turned and saw two angels in the form of men, who spoke to them, saying, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. These angels belonged to the company that had come to escort or accompany Jesus, the Savior, to his heavenly home. In sympathy and love for those left behind, they had stayed to assure them that this separation would not be forever. This story was taken from the story of Jesus, pages 166, 7, 8, 9, I believe. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, dear brother. Before we handed it to our dear brother for the review, we are going to learn that beautiful scripture song that depicts the opening of our little story, and that is in the book of Acts. So next Sabbath, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled The Ascension in our Tiny Tot Lesson Book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place December the 6th, 2025. And now we are going to share the beautiful the scriptures of our story in Acts 1, 9 to 11.
Is this an audio recording you have?
Yes, dear brother, but there's something on the screen that I had to remove. Forgive me.
Okay.
We are going to hand back our dear review question to our dear brother.
All right, in review, where did Jesus choose as the place of his ascension?
The answer to number one is the Mount of Olives.
The Mount of Olives. Yeah, over in that country, they grow lots of olive trees, like we have peach trees and apple trees around here, and down south, they have banana trees. Well, in Israel, they had olive trees. And he went to Mount Olives. There was trees up there like that. That's where he ascended from. What did the disciples not know about this?
What his was to be their last interview with their master.
They didn't know that they weren't going to come back down off that thing with him and go and do something else. He surprised them. Yes, it was his love for them that he didn't tell them. While Jesus ascended at the same time, what floated back to them?
The sweetest and most joyful, joyous music from the angels' choir.
Yes, the sweetest and most joyous music from the angel choir. Must have been something to hear angels sing. You don't get to do that, but if we're faithful, we'll get to hear them yet. Our bonus question. Who did the two angels belong to? Who did they belong to? Huh? Okay.
The company that had come to the escort to send to the saviors to his heavenly home.
Yes, a group of angels came down from heaven especially to go back up to heaven with him. Escort him, accompany him. And in, I can't remember what book, they had a conversation about, open your gates and let in the Savior. And they took him back to heaven. Thank you for participating.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Nick, I think, believe it might be in the book of Psalms. And remember, little one, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has done. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to ask any one of our dear remnant brethren that would like to open the nature section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for making us up for this morning. So please protect us. Please protect the people who are here, people who are not here, and the way that we're going to be learning, the different things that we're going to be learning as well today. Please protect people who couldn't make it today, people who did make it, people who are listening to the recordings and stuff. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name, I pray.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little sister. It is time for tiny thoughts on parents to review what they have learned from their lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topics, Mamas of the Bible. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will go over part one of a new lesson of our segment entitled Kinds of Elephant, and our dear brother will share.
Blessings, everyone. Here's today's topic concerning Mammals of the Bible. We'll be reviewing last week's lesson, but we'll be seeing the spiritual life cycle for the nature lesson. This is our review of our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from Family Bible Lessons, or FBL, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 9, Jesus Feeds the People. The Bible verses for our nature study review for the first part of Lesson 9 entitled Jesus Feeds the People are taken from Mark 6:34. It reads, and Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. In Mark 6:37-38, he answered and said to them, give ye them to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. Here we'll be reviewing lesson number 2, Kinds of Elephants. We'll be reading the spiritual insight before the nature lesson. We see the different kinds of elephants on our left. The African elephants, we have the two African subspecies, the African bush elephant, the African forest elephant, and we have the four subspecies of the Asian elephant, the Indian elephant, the Borneo pygmy elephant, the Sri Lankan elephant, and the Sumatran elephant. And the memory verse for today is Psalm 78:19. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? And the character quality of the story is giving us stinginess, giving means to convey something and make it available to another to bless their life and glorify God. Give them to eat. The disciples finally came to him, urging that for their own sake, the people should be sent away. Many had come from far and had eaten nothing since morning. In the surrounding towns and villages, they might be able to buy food. But Jesus said, give ye them to eat. Then turning to Philip, questioned, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? This he said to test the faith of the disciple. Philip looked over the sea of heaven and thought how impossible it would be to provide food to satisfy the wants of such a crowd. He answered that 200 penny worth of bread would not be nearly enough to divide among them, so that each might have a little. Jesus inquired how much food could be found among the company. There is a lad here, said Andrew, which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Jesus directed that these be brought to him. The desire of ages 65. Reflect. The disciples had forgotten that they were speaking to the creator of the universe, who called those things which be not as though they were, Romans 4:17. In their heartlessness and lack of faith, they would have driven the needy multitudes away. At hand, this, however, was the God who gave the manna, and also the one who said, I will satisfy the poor with bread, Exodus 16, Psalm 132, 15. It says, as above this picture of the boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes bringing it to Jesus, you eat and eat. And a small poem is written from an unknown writer, and it's called Blessings. It reads, I will bless her rich provision, to her poor their bread I'll bring. Both her priests of my salvation, and her saints for joy shall sing. The lad with the humble fare had no idea of the great possibilities of small opportunities and of how little is much only God is in. Read Psalm 78:19, and we have, which is our memory verse for today. And finally we read, I have showed you all things, how that so labored he ought to support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. Now we have this poem written by a writer named Aaron Taylor. It is called Early Will I Seek Thee. One, now that my journey just begun, my road so will trod, I'll come before I further run and give myself to God. Unless I should be ever led through simple paths to stray, I will at once begin to tread in wisdom's pleasant way. What sorrows may my steps attend, I can never foretell. But the Lord will be my friend, I know that all is well. If all my earthly friends should die and leave me mourning here, if God can hear the orphan's cry, oh, what have I to fear? If I am poor, he can supply. Who has my table spread? Who feeds the ravens when they cry? Who fills his poor with bread? If I am rich, he'll guard my heart, temptation to his hand, and make me willing to impart the bounties of his hand. But Lord, whatever grief or ill for me may be in store, make me submissive to thy will, and I will ask no more. Attend me through my youthful way, whatever be my lot. When I feeble, old, and gray, O Lord, forsake me not. Then still a season hastened by, I will from earth heaven prepare, that God may give me over there a mansion bright and fair. Our referencing of our lesson with mammals of the Bible leads you, taking from our study book, The Desire of Ages, chapter 39, Give Ye Them to Eat, part 2. The people listen to the words of mercy flowing so freely from the lips of the Son of God. They heard the gracious words, so simple and so plain that they were as the balm of Gilead to their souls. The healing of his divine hand brought gladness and life to the dying, and ease and help to those suffering with disease. The day seemed to them like heaven upon earth, and they were utterly unconscious of how long it had been since they had eaten anything. Desire of Ages, page 365, paragraph 1. At length, the day was far spent. The sun was sinking in the west, and yet the people lingered. Jesus had labored all day without food or rest. He was pale from weariness and hunger, and the disciples sought him to cease from his toil. because he could not withdraw himself from the multitude that pressed upon him. The Desire of Ages, page 265, paragraph 2. The disciples finally came to him, urging that for their own sake the people should be sent away. They had come from far and had eaten nothing since morning. In the surrounding towns and villages, they might be able to buy food. But Jesus said, "Give ye them to eat." And then, turning to Philip, questioned, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" This he said to test the faith of the disciples. Sorry, they just based here, there's 65. Half of paragraph 3, and here's the other half continuing. Philip looked over the sea's hedge and thought how impossible it would be to provide food to satisfy the wants of such a crowd. He answered that 200 penny worth of bread would not be nearly enough to divide them, so that each might have a little. Jesus inquired him how much food could be found among the company. "There is a lad here," said Andrew, "which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" Jesus directed that these be brought to him. Then he bade the disciples sit eat the people on the grass in parties of 50 or 100 to preserve order, and that all might witness what he was about to do. When this was accomplished, Jesus took the food, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and prayed, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. They did eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. The Desire of Ages, page 365, paragraph 3. He who taught the people the way to secure peace and happiness was just as thoughtful of their temporal necessities as of their spiritual needs. The people were weary and faint. There were mothers with babes in their arms and low children feeding to their skirts. They had been standing for hours. They had been so intensely interested in Christ's words that they had not once thought of sitting down. And the crowd was so great that there was danger of their trampling on one another. Jesus would give them a chance to rest, and he bade them sit down. There was much grass in Christ and all could rest in comfort. The Desire of Ages, page 365, paragraph 4. Here are 3 bonus questions. You can find the answers in the Bible or in the book itself. Question 1 is, what did Jesus say to the disciples? The answer is in Mark 16:30. That was a misprint by the writer, by no doubt. Mark 6:37. 2, how did they respond? The answer is in Mark 6:37. Also that. And 3, what did Jesus ask that? The answer is in Mark 6:38. Here we have this rectangle, the comparison and contrast between the African elephant and the Asian elephant. What are the differences? The African elephant's ears are large and Africa-shaped. It has large Africa-shaped ears. And the Asian elephant has small rounded ears. The African elephant's trunk tip, it has 2 fingers for grasping. But the Asian elephant's trunk tip, it has only 1 finger for grasping. The African elephant's head is single dome, and the Asian elephant's head is twin domed. The African elephant's height is tallest at the shoulder, is 9 to 13 feet, while the height of the Asian elephant is as tall as at back is 6.5 to 9 feet. The African elephant's weight is 8,800 to 15,400 pounds, while the Asian elephant's weight is 6,600 pounds to 13,200 pounds. Information. information of animals around the globe.com /12 major differences between African and Asian elephants. And here, on this map, you see the ranges of all these elephants, where they can be found. The African forest elephant, whose scientific name is Loxodonta cyclotis, it can be found in central or eastern Africa. And the African savanna elephant, it can be found almost everywhere in mid-Africa. As also the African savanna elephant, that's given name is Loxodonta africana. Then we have the Indian elephant, or mainland elephant, whose scientific name is Elephas maximus indicus. It can be found in southern Asia, from India to Vietnam. Also part of Sri Lanka, Thailand, and other places. Then we have the Bornean elephant, whose scientific name is Elephas maximus bornearensis. Its status is endangered, and it can be found none other than Borneo. Then there's the Sri Lankan elephant, whose scientific name is Elephas maximus. Its status is also endangered. They live in none other than Sri Lanka. And finally, the Sumatran elephant, whose scientific name is Elephas maximus sumatris. Their status is critically endangered. And they can be found none other than Sumatra, which is one of those small islands above Australia. The other two elephant status are vulnerable, meaning they're stable, but they aren't in danger. There's still plenty of them to be found in the places where they are. Next, we have all the descriptions of the elephant's body parts. Its physical differences, we begin with the African elephant. Its physical differences, an African savanna elephant typically weighs around 11,000 to 16,000 pounds, or 5 to 7 tons, and is between 10 to 13 feet tall at the shoulder, while an African forest elephant is a bit smaller and weighs less. That's the size and weight. Then we have the ears. The African elephants have much larger ears than other kinds of elephants. Their ears are shaped a little like the continent of Africa. Indeed, that is true. Then we have their heads. The heads of African elephants are more round and full, resembling a dome shape. For their tusks, both male and female African elephants grow tusks. However, there are some cases where neither sex exhibits tusks. Then we have the trunk. The African elephant's trunk has two prehensile digits that they use for picking up and handling objects. Their lip shape. The African elephant has plump around onto lower lips. For their skin, African elephant skin is more wrinkled, and it was recently discovered that cracks and wrinkles help the animal retain moisture, keeping it cool, preventing dehydration in dry habitat. Also, the skin color, as you can see, is medium to dark gray. For the ribs, African elephants usually have more ribs than Asian species, up to 21 pairs of ribs. And the lifespan of an African elephant can extend up to 60 to 70 years. And now for the body description of the Asian species. The physical difference, the largest Asian elephant weighs around 6,000 to 9,000 pounds, or 3 to 4 tons, and are 8 to 9 feet tall at the shoulder. the size and weight. For the ears, the Asian elephants have smaller, more semicircular ears than other elephant species, more different from their African cousins. The head, the Asian elephants have two domes on their head with an indent running up the center. For their tusks, although only male Asian elephants typically grow tusks, it's important to remember that not every male elephant of this species will develop them. However, female Asian elephants and some male Asian elephant species have rudimentary tusks, more commonly known as tushes. For the trunk, the Asian elephant has an opposable thumb at the end of its trunk, which they use to hold objects against the underside of its trunk. For the lip shape, the Asian elephants have long and tapered lower lips. For their skin, the skin of Asian elephants is smoother than that of African elephants. Plus, its description is gray fade to with slight tints of brown. And for the ribs, the Asian elephants have an average of 9 to 20 pairs of ribs. The number of ribs in a species can vary slightly, but some individuals may have more or fewer ribs than the average for their species. And finally, the lifespan of the Asian elephant. The lifespan of an Asian elephant can be up to 60 years. Generation life of an Asian elephant is 22 years. And now we have closing prayer. Who lights off for that for us?
Loving Father in heaven, we thank you for this Sabbath day. We thank you for the nature stories and how Joshua has shown us, told us about the various characteristics of the elephants today. And I've learned some things myself, and maybe some of the rest of you have. We ask for your blessing now throughout the rest of this Sabbath. And help us to remember the lessons that we've learned. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Next week, we'll continue part two of our next chapter of our lesson titled The Ascension.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be December the 6th, 2025, we will continue in a new chapter entitled The Ascension Part 2 in a storybook, a story about Jesus. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.